You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show. John and Gordy filling in this week. And it's been an interesting discussion so far about the fourth turning. We all have something to look forward to. And we'll keep you updated on the Social Security issue as well, as that keeps winding out. New things we're discovering every day.
Well, we want to get back to our discussion with Mike McCabe, and you can join us, 855-752-7584-2, 855-75-CIVIC. John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. So we were going to talk about a few of the things you're going to be. You've got this wonderful book, and I can't tell you how great this is. I mean, folks, I've read this book, and I was really impressed, Mike, because you've written books before.
I've only written nonfiction before. This is a novel. This is the first time I tried my hand at fiction. Yeah. So I'm delighted to, I'm delighted by the response that the book has gotten.
Miracles Along County Q, it's a rural setting. Why don't you paint a little picture about the book and then tell us where you're appearing, because you're doing some book signings and some other events coming up. So
your background is the inspiration for this book.
Yeah, you know, I grew up on a dairy farm. I come from the country here in Wisconsin, and the book is set out in the country. I really set out to write a tonic for mad times. I wanted to write a story about how cruelty meets its match as outcasts work wonders in a struggling country town, and that's what happens. You know, and so I write about a place that is struggling. Times are tough. But there's a place within this place where despair goes to die, and really magical things happen. But at its core, this is a story about outcasts, people who are looked down upon, who are sort of rejected in their own community, but who have amazing capabilities and who actually go on to work wonders for this town.
Mike, tell everybody what inspired you to write this.
Well, you know, I base the story on several small towns that I know intimately, places where I've lived, a place where I grew up. And, you know, I guess what I found was that, especially nowadays, rural people don't like city folk and city folk don't like rural people. Mm-hmm. There's this immense rural-urban divide. And I've had the blessing of being able to live across that divide. I've had one foot in the city and another foot in the country. I've lived part of my life in a city. I've lived much of my life in small towns. And so I wanted to write a book about how much we actually have in common and how there are certain truths that span these divides that we've created in our minds. But I witnessed a lot of things, especially, I guess the inspiration for the story is my late brother, Dan. Mm-hmm. Just by circumstances of birth, he ended up, having some problems that led to really relentless bullying, and he was emotionally and physically brutalized over the course of his childhood. But the amazing thing about Dan is not just what he endured, but what he became. I don't know if I've ever met a single person on this earth who is more accepting and friendlier than my late brother Dan was. Mm-hmm. And he had every reason to be the exact opposite. He had every reason to curl up in a ball and just want to build a shell around himself and prevent himself from being hurt anymore because of the way he was treated. And yet he became so accepting and so friendly. And that was the inspiration for the story. There's no character named Dan. There's nobody I didn't write any character specifically like my late brother. But his spirit lives in all the characters. And his spirit certainly lives in the story. It really is his story in a way, about how somebody could deal with being so mistreated just because of the way he looked, because of he had these facial tics and muscular twitching, and he had these unsightly growths on his face just because of circumstances of birth that he had no control over, and that led to just yeah. horrible treatment.
Yeah.
And yet he found ways to rise above that, and I wanted to write a tribute to him. And yeah. so when I say this is about outcasts in a struggling country town who work wonders, mm-hmm. I was very much thinking of Dan when I wrote mm-hmm. this story, because he worked wonders for me, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's a terrific book, and again, Miracles Along County Q, and you mentioned off the air, you're going to be appearing in a couple of places and at a festival as
yeah.
well, right?
Yeah, one of the little towns that the story's loosely based on is Evansville in Rock County, where I spent the very early part of my childhood, mm-hmm. and Evansville reached out to me. The public library wants to have me there on April 10th for a National Library Week.
Excellent.
Pretty cool.
They want me to be their National Library yeah. Week speaker. So on the evening of April 10th, I'm going to be at the Evansville Public Library. On April 17th, I'm going to be up in Eau Claire, and the story is based not far from Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. I lived in much of my childhood in Clark County. And so April 17th at Volume 1, and a place that has kind of a bookstore and specialty shop up there, mm-hmm. downtown Eau Claire, evening of the 17th. And then May 10th at the Wisconsin Grassroots Festival, which is a political festival. Networking, organizing goes on all day long. It'll be at McFarland High School for the entire day on Saturday, May 10th.
All right.
I'll be selling books there too.
And people can also read your blogs on Substack,
yep.
right?
Yeah, mikemccabe.substack.com.
There you go.
Very good. Well, Mike, thanks for coming in. And
thanks for giving us a little bit of hope, Mike.
There's yeah. hope.
The fourth turning.
We appreciate it.
All right.
We will be back with more on the Maggie Dawn Show. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young. News coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network.